The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this 25th day of April 2018. Steve Elkins is riding shotgun with me here. And Wes, I'm sorry, Jeff in Georgia, you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Okay.
Good, good. I got some questions for him. You know, you mentioned the military budget cut. I agree with you 100%. The welfare issue is going to be a little bit tougher. You're going to have to wean that one back because you are going to create a civil war. And this military, our National Guard, is stretched thin. That's going to be a major problem right there. So you're going to have to wean that one back, and it should be done. It was never initiated and actually started welfare to be something you live on forever and generation after generation and teaching your kids how to get on it. And if you have more children, you get more benefits, more money. So they created that problem. That's a problem they created, but you're going to have to wean that one back. But you did mention about the CIA and Kennedy. Yes, I totally agree. Let me just first say that all successful assassinations must have first include a serious lapse in your intelligence department. The perp has to have access to the intended target, and yes, all intelligence lapses are part of a successful assassination, and so we saw that. You have to look at motive, and you have to look also who benefits. Motive, we know why they wanted Kennedy out. Who would benefit? Who do you think? Kennedy could not stand Lyndon B. Johnson. He could not stand this man, and he was not going to be his running mate again if he were to run again. He was not going to be. He hated this man. And who benefits? Lyndon B. Johnson. And we can go into the drug war and the drug trade and how much Lyndon B. Johnson made in the drug war.
Get me the presidency and I'll give you your damn war.
Yeah, but I just want to make that understood that all successful, and not only here, in other countries, all successful assassinations must include a serious lapse in intelligence security, giving access to the intended target, and we saw that it happens every time. I asked myself this when I saw I was in Vero Beach, Florida, when Reagan was shot. How did that happen? You know, the security they're the only ones who know in this group of individuals where the president is, where he's going to be at a certain point in time, and how is it just so possible that Hinckley would be waiting outside of a building, waiting for Reagan to come out to take his shot. How does that happen? These are security lapses. Reagan was supposed to be offed. He was not offed. Instead, James Brady got it, and Reagan got the second part of it. But these are security lapses, and they have to happen in order to have a successful assassination. So you're right on the money on that. But, you know, have fun with that pulling all the welfare, completely saying, cold turkey, it's gone, because we're going to see a civil war over that. Well, and when you talk about reparations, real quick,
yeah.
Reparations with the African Americans, this will be the third time they've attempted that, and it's a possibility that they might I'm hoping I'm wrong, but there's a possibility they could actually succeed this time.
Well,
the way the direction is going.
I don't know about that, Steve.
Well, let me make my point real quick here.
Okay. Yeah.
The only way I say that is because they're going to, the African-Americans, their lawyers, the NAACP and ACLU, are going to come back and say, well, you give reparations to Native Americans. You've been doing that a long time now. How come you won't give reparations to the African Americans in this country? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Indians are still getting reparations. Oh,
well, but
yes.
That's after we stole the land back.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're still getting reparations. Their kids can go to college for free. Well, I seem to use that angle.
Okay.
Try that angle.
John Hinckley, who do you have dinner with the night before? Wasn't it one of the Bushes?
No idea.
I think it was. And the game plan here was Ronnie Reagan to be dead. And Herbert Walker to slide into the presidency. It didn't quite work that way. Mm-hmm. Ronnie survived. You know, and somebody looked at me and says, I don't know, that's pretty far stretch. And I said, really? Did you watch what happened with Tricky Dick?
Right.
Who was his vice president? Mr. Agnew? He was taken out of the way first, and then they went after Nixon.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, do we not remember Alexander Haig popping up and saying, I'm in charge? Well, wait a minute here. Who was Alexander Haig? Because we have a precedent. This is why I brought it up before. We have the president. We have the vice president. And after that, it's the Speaker of the House. Well, the Speaker of the House turns out not to be really a conservative and not really what Republicanism used to represent. So he's bailing out. He'll be there till January. But he's not running midterm. And he will be replaced. If something happens to Donald Trump, then we got Mike Pence. Any guesses of who he picks for vice president? It ain't going to be somebody that continues with what Donald Trump has been doing. And it's been patchwork and haphazard here and there. And it's mighty confusing to the electorate out here, us trying to wade through the crap to figure out what he's doing with the swamp. Uh-huh. So we got the swamp and we got the crap and we got everything. And we still have a country that is still on that Fed Reserve system. And they must go. Go they must. And it should have happened a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, I thank you for your call, sir.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, John, you mentioned the Broward County shooting.
Yeah, let me do one more call here. And then I want to get into that with you because this will demonstrate what they're up to in the schools. Okay, Wes in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Wes.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey. How you gentlemen doing?
We're doing okay. What's on your mind, Wes?
I'm not really sure what's on my mind. I'm really scared what my country has become. Yeah?
Well, Wes, you and I are still talking. The fact that you can ask that question. We still have some semblance of freedom of speech. You know,
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We do. But they're going to shut us down here, I think, pretty quick.
Well, yeah? You know what that just tells me? I've got to open up the closet. I got to count the ammunition. I got to make sure the guns are in working order. Because this, Wes, and this is what the other side really wants. But it's all going to depend on who in this country. And I don't care what their stripe is. I don't care if they're a police officer. I don't care if they're in the military. I don't care if they're in the National Guard. I don't care if they're a state senator. I don't care if they're in the state legislature or in the federal government. And it is going to depend on the people themselves. Do we want our country back or not?
That's exactly right. What do we really want? And hopefully we got enough people on our side that are going to fit for it, you know?
Well, and it's not even necessarily to me about sides because I look at this whole George Soros things and funding the rabble-rousers. You know, I mean, if I were to sit down with a Black Lives Matter and sit there and run through the laundry list of things that are wrong in this country, you know what? Black people ain't the only ones being shot by cops. White people are too. We have an out-of-control mandate, and I don't know where this is exactly coming from, but, you know, hey, peace, love, and I want to get home safely, so if you even look like a threat, you're dead. But that's not what this is about. That's the front to pull in more people on the bamboozle. You know, I want everybody to know, I don't give a damn how were you born, where were you born. In this country, you have the right to be left alone and pursue your own dreams. You don't have the right to make yourself comfortable, set yourself up a crib, fill up the refrigerator, have my phone bill, have my rent paid. That's not a constitutional republic's responsibility to play handmaiden for somebody that doesn't want to go get a job. It's about responsibility, and everybody's got to take the responsibility for this little thing called life, no matter where on this planet you were born. I thank God that I was born in this country. I could have been born in the 14th century, or I could have been born in China, for God's sakes, or maybe Iraq or Syria. But I was born in America, and I take my oath very seriously. I took a personal oath. I took a military oath to defend the Constitution. I look at this, it's very black and white for me. And it is my job to help restore our republic. Hence the name Republic Broadcasting Network, not Democracy Now. All right, Wes, thank you for your call. Now, Stephen.
Yes. My Broward County, real quick. I just want to give a thank you to somebody, one of my listeners, actually, she calls in quite a bit here, Roxanne, and she made a comment, and she was absolutely right on the mark. When you talk about this Broward County shooting in Parkland, to get this whole thing whipped up so fast to do the permits and to get, actually, there were probably no permits, to do your D.C. March for Life, it takes months to get a permit in D.C., to do an actual demonstration. So the permits were given earlier, so it kind of convenient to have a false flag shooting in Parkland and to be able to whip this thing up and go up there, because other than that, you'd have to wait months to get this, because we're talking about major secure areas. D.C. and the Pentagon are probably the two most secure places in the United States, and for obvious reasons. So how can you whip up and go up there and do this big march for the children, you know, Children for Life, so fast? And, of course, we know kids can't hardly even organize their sock drawer, let alone get this march kicked off. I mean, there are some people behind the scenes who paid for the stickers, paid for the bus rides, who paid for all that stuff to do this. This is nothing that David Hogg, the crisis actor, whipped up on his own, because he's such a brilliant little – can I say Peckerwood on air?
Yeah, I think you just did.
Yeah, I think I can.
Okay. Well, you just did.
He is. He's a crisis actor. And he's a con man. And he's actually too old to be in a high school anyway. I think he's 21 or 22, so he's trying to go to college. So how he just mysteriously just pops up, and his story changed and changed and changed. And, you know, that's how you catch a lie, by the way. But, you know, these kids can't do their sock drawer or their underwear drawer, and let alone get this thing kicked off. So yeah, it's a very convenient, and
it's a political move.
Let me
get to this story here. A kid by the name of Kyle Kashuv, K-A-S-H-U-V. Now, guess where he's a student of? Parkland School. Okay. Aiden Salazar did this story, attributed to him. Parkland School shooting survivor Kyle Kashuv says he was aggressively interrogated by police after social media posts showed he visited a gun range. On Friday, Kashuv, who does not prescribe to the anti-gun rhetoric of his fellow anti-Second Amendment, hashtag never again peers, wrote that he was learning to fire a gun for the first time, and he tweeted this out, at Kyle Kashuv. He says, it was great learning about our inalienable rights of the Second Amendment and how to properly use a gun. This was my first time ever touching a gun, and it made me appreciate the Constitution even more. My instructor was very informative. I learned a lot. Second Amendment is important, and we need to preserve the Second Amendment. Now, other posts showed Kashif firing an AR-15 and an instructor teaching him how to fire it. The other post he put out, he says, facts matter. I wish the facts of guns were more known. We need to educate the public and show them why we need the Second Amendment. Tweeted out again, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. When he returned to school, God, Steve, when he returned to school Monday, that's this past Monday, he was ordered to the principal's office, where he was informed that other students had been upset by his post. According to the Daily Wire, in a statement to the Wire, Kashif described meeting with the armed campus resource officer, that's the SROs, being questioned aggressively by a member of the Broward County Sheriff's Office, and said police repeatedly referred to him as a pro-Second Amendment kid. Now, if this isn't scary to you, and the cowards down in Coward County. Near the end of the third period, my teacher got a call from the office saying, I need to go down to see Mr. Greenleaf. I didn't know Mr. Greenleaf, but it turned out that he was an armed school resource officer. I went down, found him, and he escorted me to his office. Then a second security officer walked in and sat behind me. Both began questioning me intensely. First, they began berating my tweet, although neither of them had read it. When they began aggressively asking questions about who I went to the range with, whose gun we used, about my father, etc., they were incredibly condescending and rude. Then a third officer from the Broward County Sheriff's Office walked in and began asking me the same questions again. At that point, I asked whether I could record the interview. They said no. I asked if I had done anything wrong. Again, they answered no. I asked, why was I there? One said, don't get snappy with me. Do you remember what happened here a few months ago? They continued to question me aggressively. Though they could not cite anything that I had done wrong, they kept calling me the pro-Second Amendment kid. I was shocked and honestly scared. It definitely felt like they were attempting to intimidate me. I was treated like a criminal for no reason than having gone to the gun range and posted on social media about it. By the way, the Broward County Sheriff's Office didn't respond to the Daily Wire's request for a comment. By the way, it's been learned recently that some of those same Coward County deputy sheriffs were hiding behind trees and parked cars down there at Broward County. Wow.
Told to stand down.
Well, and you know what? Why didn't it happen with Sandy Hook? Why didn't it happen with Columbine? Because they weren't ready. This time around, and they had all their people, as you described earlier, Steve, all lined up, the 21-year-old out there running his mouth. And he's a nasty little twit, disrespecting to his parents, swears at his parents. He's just a twit. He is a usable tool for the other side. They want the guns gone, folks. And here we got a kid that has been reading about the Constitution and now appreciates what that Second Amendment means and why he was down at the range with his AR-15. He is taking responsibility himself, but evidently the SROs there and the Coward County Sheriff's Department, I'm sure that when they finally respond to this, Steve, they'll just say, well, we had a shooting down here. We got to cover all the leads. Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous. You know, that last caller talked about free speech. I beg to differ. Free speech or permitted speech? We're kind of leaning towards having permitted speech these days instead of free speech. And this kid is, I like the article. I read that article, and he was not a threat. If you read that entire article, he is not a threat. He's actually pro Second Amendment, and we are pro Second Amendment because most of us are legal, law abiding citizens. And that was what this kid was talking about. And there's nothing wrong. He was actually interrogated. I read that article, and he was interrogated.
He was interrogated.
As if he were a threat. Now, I didn't see anything in his tweets to show me that this kid was a loose cannon. We better take a look at this kid. Nothing at all. Legit all the way. But they don't want that. They'd like the threat. They want the threat.
Well, and, you know, we're going to try everything. We're going to put pails of rocks in schoolrooms and We're going to make little baseball bats. And all this is going to do for the next one that's whacked out on some kind of drug coming in and shooting people. Yeah, that's what you want to do is get out your little baseball bat and your little rocks and bring that to a gunfight. Yeah, that's a solution.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You know, years ago, took part in setting up the militias in this country, and one day it dawned on me that there are too many stupid people that they're going to be swayed by the media. They're going to paint people that are in defense of the Constitution and the Republic as being nothing but terrorists. At that point, I decided to switch gears and start doing something educational, such as this network.
To get, you know, John, I like that operation, the buckets of rocks. That was a great Einstein idea. And the little mini baseball bats, you know, I did some reading on that, research on that, and they're actually calling that Operation Pinata. And all the kids, and the teachers grab the little baseball bats and they start smacking on the guy. It's called Operation Pinata. And there's another one out there. It's another great idea called, with marbles. You throw a big jar of marbles down so he kind of loses his footing and falls down. And they're calling that one Operation Flounder. That was taken from Animal House. So I just can't wait to see what they dream up yet for the active shooter. This is awesome stuff.
Well, and
this is great comedy stuff.
And we're starting to get a little background on the person that rented a van up in Canada and decided to drive down a sidewalk and kill people.
Yeah.
There's photographs of him being arrested, and he is bald. Well, the guy they had in court the next day, guess what? He had a full head of hair. So we're trying to ferret out that one. It's probably another false flag. You know, but hey, doesn't matter to these people. It's the propaganda that's necessary for their agenda.
John, it's that brand new Rogaine. It just came out overnight.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was, yeah, all right. Dan Sutterfield. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing good, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Fair to middle and mostly good in rainy Texas, and we need it.
Yeah, we need it up here, too. It's still dry. We're getting a lot of drizzling. Hey, listen, that last story you broke about the boy that got in trouble for learning how to use his rifle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's appropriate or not. You guys can make the call there at RBN.
I know where you're going.
We could, if there's a way to get a hold of that young man, if he'd be interested, we could just present him with a lifetime membership at FrontSight.
That'd be awesome.
I think that is an outstanding idea.
I would be more than happy to give that to them through the guidance of RBN. I would just be tickled to death to do that for him if he's interested.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we will make contact with him. I'll track him down. I'll do that tomorrow. And track him down. I'll try to talk to him. And I might even get him on the show if he wants to come on. But if he doesn't, I'll make him the offer of the FrontSight Commander
lifetime
membership. And I'm sure that his father would appreciate that very much. I'm sure that he would. That he's going to be.
We could set the whole family up. They could go out as a unit and train.
Well, and you know what? That, Dan, that's in your hands. If that's what you want to do, I'll make contact with him and see what we can do.
That's an awesome idea.
Well, he sounds like he's got a square head on his shoulders, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like he's just learning the stuff that he was never taught in school.
Yep. Well, you know, I'm in a position to do that. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I've got him. And it sounds like the man needs a pat on the back and a good attaboy. And
I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? I will make that call tomorrow, and we'll see what we can do.
That would just be wonderful. I'd consider that an honor to do that to that family.
All right. And if folks out there forgot who Dan Sutterfield is, this is in conjunction with FrontSight. Dr. Ignatius Piazzos, he's already run 1 million people through those classes out there. In Nevada, and I'm telling you what, folks, and again, I've seen this since I was in on the creation of the militias. I can tell you right now that people are not prepared to use a gun in an emergency situation. They just are not. They think that, you know, they go to the gun range, you know, they get familiar with the weapon, maybe they can change the barrel out, maybe they can break it down blindfolded and put it back together. But I'm telling you, there's something that runs through everybody that gets in a situation. The adrenaline starts pumping, and things start getting sloppy. The first thing you've got to control is not the gun. The first thing you've got to do is control your mind.
Your mind. I was going to say that. Yep. You're right on the money.
Yeah. And the gun part's easy after that. You can train an orangutan to shoot an AR-15. I wonder why they haven't put one of those in, you know, like a Wild West thing. But, you know, it's true.
Yep.
You know? All right. Well, Dan, how do they get a hold of you to take advantage of this membership?
Well, all of my information right now is still on your website, and I can give it to them over the air, my home phone number, landline. And unfortunately, the leaves are popping out now. And that's negatively affecting my cell phone reception. So it would be better, really, when I'm at home in the evening to call me on the landline. And that's 573.
Okay, now hold on. Let's make sure that this is correct. Well, hang on a second. We got a break here.
No problem.
All right. We'll put out your cell number, but we'll put out your home number, and it's only for evening hours. We'll make all that clear. And people, write this number down. We may need this moving into the future. We don't need a bunch of people that are panicked, adrenaline riddling, and get themselves killed for no damn reason at all. Let's take the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
We're back. Dan, your phone number for your home, and only call that in the evening, folks, if you would, please.
Yes, sir. That's the landline, and it's 573-762-2356.
And then during the day, because you still got to run around and do things, they can reach you on your cell phone.
Yes, sir. That number is 573 465-2356.
All righty. Dan Sutterfield, thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it.
It's just a privilege to be able to work with you guys. And, John, if you would, give me a ring when you get off the air this evening. We can talk over a few things.
Okay. I've got 19 things to do before my head hits the pillow, but I'll try to make that one of them.
I'll make it quick, sir.
All righty, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty.
John, that's an excellent idea.
It's an outstanding idea.
See if you can get him on the show. That would be awesome.
And I'd like to do a couple of press releases to the negative newspapers down there in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Gee, do you think they'll touch the story?
I don't know. By the way, I found that app. I found this this article here. Murr sent over to me. It says, application for March for Our Lives permit was made months before the Parkland school shooting. Months before. Like I said, you have to have those permits. So this thing all worked out really well for those created the false flag.
It was perceptive of that's what it was. It was perceptive of them.
Yeah. Really good perception.
Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne.
There she is.
Hello, Roxanne.
Well, we know. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
We know God loves Mr. McDonald. He's the brightest star he wants here. And I want to thank you, Mr. Elkins, for, you know, those kind words. But we know RBN is, the network is about the truth. And I hate to just burst this bubble that y'all just talked about because it hurts my heart. But, Mr. Sutterfield, you are a very gracious and generous person. If we know Hogg is lying, they're all lying. That's unfortunate. But I found Kyle Kashov. He's at Florida Atlantic University in Boca. He's studying marine biology. So he's not a high school kid. So
Hold on, Roxanne. How do you know it's the same kid?
His picture, and, you know, they probably took it down. I studied everybody the minute it all happened. I went through all of their, I've got 40 of them. And I called in last night when I think Mr. Hinckley was hosting for you. And I have all of them. And I took pictures of some of the Facebooks, their LinkedIns, because they're pulling it. They're going to pull it all. But don't believe me. You go do your own research on who this Kyle Kashov is. And it makes it look like there's a right and a left. It's a bad and we're having to live it. And it hurt my heart when I heard how gracious Mr. Sutterfield was to try to help this kid. But the kid's at Atlantic University, Florida Atlantic University in Boca. It's as simple as that. They're all in university. They're all lying. If Hogg Wild is lying, why wouldn't they all be lying?
Right. Well, I would have just...
I know it's a little pill to swallow, but I did a whole month of research on just every little witness. I got some of them are 21. Rebecca Bogart, she's 24.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. There's this one kid, he's 25.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Roxanne, did you see that video from David Hogg when he was at Redondo Beach, how he'd filmed that that altercation between the police officer and the surfer? Did you see that?
That's all made up, yeah. That was all
Hogg
was.
Well, because he went to high school there. That's where he went to high school.
Right, and his grandfather was a Navy intelligence. His dad was, we don't know if he's CIA, FBI. It's all a blurred line. But that's what we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing with, and I hate to break Mr. Sutterfield's heart because he's such a decent man, it sounds like, and he wants to help the network, but the point is Kyle's not a high school kid. They look young, but they're not. They're not what they say they are. If one is lying, they're all lying.
Right.
And I'll let you get on to everybody else. Thank you.
I think I would have made that discovery tomorrow if I called down there and tried to get a hold of Mr. Kyle Kashov. I think I would have discovered that tomorrow. Everybody's lying, so how do you know we're telling the truth? Well, everybody's a liar. What's the point? Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Ed. John. Thanks a lot. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. Appreciate the show, as usual. Just top-notch information. I have a comment for each of you. For you, Steve, a question or a recommendation here. Former RBN host, the late Michael Collins Piper, as far as a lot of us who read his book, did you read Final Judgment?
Oh, yeah.
I did not.
Yeah, okay. Well, Steve, I'd recommend it to you. I know you're onto a lot of what went on there with the CIA and Lyndon Johnson, who helped in the cover-up. But most of us who have read Final Judgment say it is, in fact, the final word. It's the last word on the matter. Even Mark Lane, who had broke ground on the CIA and the Mossad's involvement in the killing of JFK, said that Mr. Piper has pinned the tail on the donkey. And anybody that's read the book, I think, would concur. But that's what I had for you, Stephen. And, John, I just want to repeat something I'd said, maybe even on your show and a couple others, and that has to do with not just the NRA, but specifically Wayne LaPierre. And the fact that he mentioned six elitists right after the Florida shooting, and they were very pointed, the ADL and the usual left-wing Zio creatures that were going after the guns, they were very focused in going after Wayne LaPierre. And he was likewise focused, so much so that he mentioned six people like Dianne Feinstein, Chuck Schumer, Bloomberg, mayor of New York formerly, all these people. And they were so angry in Israel that at the Jerusalem Post and at the Haaretz magazine, they were calling him anti-Semitic. And what rights does he have to mention six Jewish Americans? And how dare he, and this type of thing. The fact that they focused their hatred not at the NRA so quickly, but at Wayne LaPierre, because they saw a threat. And he hollered this out. He bellowed this out at CPAC. And it even stunned some of the usual neocon conservatives, even Laura Ingraham, that he took such flack. And that he was so pointed in mentioning, he looked out at the audience, and he said, I know who you are, you elitist bunch, and we may have to widen our focus here at the NRA, not just to go after protect the Second Amendment, but to go after all of our rights against you socialists. They knew who he was talking about. And I'll tell you what, this inspired me so much that if it comes down to the fight, John, I will lead the gun owners of America. And I've been a member of them for 20-some years. I will lead them and join Wayne LaPierre if this fight continues and he leads the fight on that front. Because if you recall, he had to set Donald Trump straight after Donald Trump's, gun-grabbing talk, you know, to go along with Dianne Feinstein, the Jewess in California there.
Right.
Those are my comments.
Well, Ed, they're well taken, and I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. John in Missouri. Hello, John.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not lying. I wanted to thank you for Friday's show about the agribusiness. More of this needs to be talked about. I'm a simple Midwest farmer.
Yeah.
You don't have to eat garbage if you don't want to.
It is bad, and you heard me say that that report was sitting on my desk. One of the listeners, along with a donation, sent it, and I put it on my desk, and I'm going, every day I'd come in and I'd see it, and then, okay, well, things slow down enough, well, I decided to do that one Friday, and the information in there shocked even myself. And the first thing I did, John, because my friend Vin Finelli up there outside of Springfield, Missouri, he's been having nothing but horrid health problems. Now, he's on a farm. And I called him up and I said, have you had your well water checked? And he goes, well, no. He says, I bleached it out real good. I used more bleach in it than I probably should have, but that dissipates pretty quickly. I said, it's the nitrates in the soil, in the water. And I said, I did not know this. That this is a major cause for lung infections, which he can't shake. This is causing cancers, pancreatic cancers, liver cancers, you name it, cancers. And we're awash with this stuff, thanks to our pharmaceutical companies, you know, bleaching the earth white to get greater yields with no nutrition.
John, I live in the middle of it.
It sounds to me like you do.
I don't like it. I'm going to move further south where there's less of this industrial chemical, this industrial farming. But there is good food out there if people want to take the effort of going and getting it. I know that you was talking about something else this evening, and I didn't. But I've been wanting to call you about your show.
Well, I appreciate
it. And they need more shows like that. That was really informative. But it's here. And you don't have to eat garbage. I'm telling you, there's people out here that'll raise you good food and sell you food off the farm with private butchers and this and that, and you don't even have to pay the sales tax this way.
Yeah.
And they're doing a good job of it. There's good food to be had. America doesn't have to eat garbage.
One thing I did notice, John, is a lot of the farmers that will sell their meat directly to the public don't have the first clue on how to age the beef to tenderize it. And most of the beef that I buy down here in Texas when I get a chance straight off the farm is tougher than damn shoe leather. You know? I mean, these guys, I know and appreciate what they're doing. And, yeah, if you've got good teeth in your head, you know, you can chew that stuff and digest it. But, you know, the same people that I went to, they would sell beef. And I thought, you know what, I buy my milk from you, and I know you don't pasteurize it, you don't use hormones, you don't use the giddy-ups for the cows, and I get all that. I bought some of their beef. My God, I couldn't have tenderized it with a 10-pound sledge. And shortly afterwards, when I talked to them about their meat, and do you guys cure this stuff? And they go, well, no. And they went out of the business of selling milk. And their reason? Well, we don't want to be open to lawsuits. They were already approved by the state. The state health inspectors would visit them and do the go around with them like they would any other farmer, pasteurized or not. And they just wanted to get out of it because of maybe of a potential lawsuit. And
I used to sell milk, and that's why I quit doing it. It's legal in Missouri to sell raw milk for a dairy farmer to sell raw milk, and I never had any problems, but I didn't want to advertise to make problems,
because
you know what I'm saying there.
Oh, absolutely.
But as far as the meat being tough, the butcher I take my beef to, he asks how long you want it to hang, you know?
And that's the mistake that's being made, is they're not asking that question. They're just bringing it right to market. And a lot of these guys are butchering the meat up themselves, and, you know, that's great. That increases their profit. They don't have to deal with anybody else. But they don't know, and they don't have the facilities to hang the beef to age it. They just don't have it. It's got to be a controlled environment. That beef's got to hang there how long, John?
I normally let mine hang 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I actually knew a butcher that butchered for President Eisenhower, and he said Ike let his hang for 3 weeks. And I guess you got to cut a little bit of green off the side of it, but...
Yeah. But
I just wanted to thank you for your show. It meant a lot to me. As a Midwest farmer, you don't have to eat garbage.
Yeah. I wish Derry Brownfield was still around, don't you?
Yeah. Hey, John, I got a question for John.
He's from where I live.
Yeah.
Yes, sir?
John, I got a question for you. You know, the rules and regulations, the laws on the raw milk, I don't quite understand those. If you can't sell the raw milk, and John, you said you're a big fan of the raw milk, didn't you say that?
Yeah.
How is that possible that they can outlaw that but then sell oysters, raw oysters, in the supermarket? But they put a sticker on there and says, you know, if you have any kind of renal, any kind of kidney problems or actually liver problems, you don't want to eat raw shellfish. But why not put that same label on the raw milk, and then people say, yeah, I'm willing to take the risk, not a big deal. I'm kind of curious of how one law applies to this, but then nobody cares about the shellfish. Go ahead and eat your raw shellfish, no problem. I never quite understood that.
I'm fully convinced that the big milk companies paid to have that law put in.
Probably right.
I don't see any other reason, because every state's different.
Right.
And I came up with a simple solution, John, and they're in Georgetown, outside of Georgetown. I put a very simple solution to their problem to calm their fears. I said, look, if you got an attorney, do you have a family attorney? Well, yeah. I said, okay, make the people that come in to buy your raw milk, have them sign a statement that you do the quality control, that you're inspected. But if any problem ever arises, then we're covered here because we've, you know, you've, what do you call that, a disclaimer? or there's a legal term for it. I wish Ron was here right now. He could be able to tell you. But, you know, just make them aware that, you know, this is not homogenized. This is not pasteurized. We have not cooked the crap out of this stuff, and it still looks white, and it kind of tastes like milk. But we've destroyed everything of value in it.
That's what they have done for sure.
Yeah, well, no, but I'm saying a disclaimer, and if you have a good attorney, no problem. You can continue. I mean, what are people looking for here? If it's inspected and certified by the state that this is a safe operation and they're selling raw milk to the public, you know, these people describe themselves as being really good Christians and this, that, and the other, and I just called them out. I said, you know, Jesus doesn't abide cowards, and what you guys have done is just cowardly. And I walked off the property and never did go back for their tough meat or eggs or anything they sold. Don't care.
I know, but you know, as a farmer, you know, all we want to do is do our job. You know, we want to produce a good product, and who needs to be in a lawsuit over it? You know, it's just more than you really need, because it's not a tremendous amount of money in there. I mean, what I made on milk in 2 years wouldn't pay a lawyer for 2 hours. You know.
Well, and I told these people, they used to charge $8 a gallon, and I said, look, I'm driving 30 miles round trip. I don't care if you would charge 10 bucks a gallon, because it would be worth it to me to drink a product that I knew was safe. I trust you people. I have never even taken a whiff of any of your milk and even a slight hint of any kind of spoilage or anything else. So I trust you people. But I said, you know what? I would buy your milk if it was 10 bucks a gallon. I would just drink less of it, make it stretch a little bit further. But for the insurance in there, $8 to $10, I know that seems like a lot of money. But you know what? That's 4 quarts of milk. A gallon of that pasteurized, which, by the way, lasts longer than a lot of their homogenized crap does.
Well, that's what I wanted to say. My milk lasts 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well,
right out of the cow.
Yeah. Mine mine would last about that long as well. Now they get the super.
When it goes bad, it doesn't go bad the same way that store milk does. That stuff ain't fit.
No, it's
if you gave store milk to a baby calf, it'd die.
Yeah, well, and
it really will, because everything good in it's been cooked out of it.
And what I was going to say here is, when the store milk goes bad, you get a whiff of that stuff, it smells like something that's in a cistern. The whole milk, when it starts to go bad, guess what you get? You get cottage cheese.
Yeah, you do. True.
All right, John, I appreciate your call.
Hey, if you ever get up here to Missouri and you look me up, I'll give you all the milk the cow gives that day.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're going to move out of Missouri and you're thinking about
coming, I'm just moving south, sir.
But John, hear me out here. If you're moving any further south and you get down here to Texas and you want to go west of where I'm at right now, you better bring your water with you.
I'm not coming to Texas. No offense intended.
Okay. Are you going to God's waiting?
Thank you, John.
Are you going to God's waiting room?
No, I'm dying on the farm, sir.
All right. Thanks, John. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right. Mike in Colorado. We got time for one more here. Steve, by the way, I appreciate you sticking around. You were just going.
Yeah, not a problem.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Mike in Colorado.
Hey, Steve.
Hey.
Hey, how you going?
I just stuck around, too. Real quick about this raw milk thing. This pseudo-libertarian state I live in has a law where if you're part of a cooperative who is a group of people, whatever, you can purchase raw milk from the cooperative. But if you're just a person out on your own, you cannot. So they charge you like $50 a year to be part of the cooperative, and then you buy your milk from them.
Wow. And is it any cheaper through that co-op, or is that just their organized, we're going to tax you for the privileged people?
You know, it's the milk's cheaper because the farmers are really honest, normal people. But, yeah, the state gets their $50 a head to let you be able to have the luxury of not homogenizing the crap out of your milk and getting some actual vitamins out of something.
Oh, you mean taking charge with it, what actually you put into your body? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So it's kind of like one of those Costco deals with dairy, though, right? You pay,
for the
privilege.
If you sign up and drive to the meeting place, and if you don't have your little card with you, heaven forbid they ever stop you.
Yeah.
you would actually probably, I think it's a misdemeanor to buy raw milk without being a part of that group.
Well, and
so it's crazy.
And I don't know if you guys remember, this was several years ago now. People up in Pennsylvania, it wasn't Mormons. Who am I trying to? That wasn't a
Mennonite.
Amish. Thank you very much. I was thinking Mennonite, and then Samsonite popped in my head. No, these people, I'd been in contact with them, and they made the national news, and the Fed was coming around, and the state officials, and they were going after this guy. Well, I talked to him, and what he was doing was selling his milk over state lines. And this is something that he didn't tell me. He just told me that, hey, you know, we're being attacked by the Fed and the Food and Drug Administration and the state officials and this, that, and the other. Well, I finally determined why they were going after him. It was under the Commerce Clauses, and they were selling their milk across state lines. And I said, there was your mistake. If you would not have done that, you wouldn't have had the problems that you had. And, you know, people, they disclose things they don't think's important, or they... I don't want to use the term hide facts, because I don't know if he was intentionally hiding it, but I just told him flat out. I called him, I interviewed him, and I think it was about a week later I called him. And, you know, he and I were talking, and he said, I got customers all over the place. I got customers, and then he mentioned, I got customers in Ohio. And I said, well, there's your problem. Now you're under the
Commerce. If I sell you marijuana down in Texas, even though it's legal here, I'm going to be in the same kind of trouble.
You know, Colorado, did you put Colorado and libertarian in the same sentence?
It's a weird, we don't have a motorcycle helmet law because we quashed it in the state Supreme Court back in the late 70s.
Yeah.
And we sell marijuana.
Yeah.
But we have all these liberal communities. It's a crazy place. It's so convoluted. Unless you are from here or you know somebody, you could never figure out the politics.
Well, you know what? There seems to be a lot of that going around now, and I would suggest one thing, pulling out and blowing the dust off of that old copy of the Constitution, both federal and state. I think that would settle a lot of arguments, don't you think?
I think so. Thanks for the show, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
And blessings to Ron, too. That's awesome.
Well, I can't wait to, and we got a little running bet here between Steve and I that he's up on the air with us Monday. If not, it'll be the following Monday.
Yeah, quicker than they say. He's a tough guy.
He's a fast tracker.
Thanks for that. Take care, guys.
All right, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. And Steve Elkins, I know you didn't plan on sticking around here. You're just going to come on the air and give a report. But, hey, one thing led to another, and here we are 2 hours later. And I appreciate
it was fun.
I appreciate you spending the time with me.
Not a problem. Glad to be here.
All righty, sir. All right. How much time do I have here? A minute? Minute and a half. I didn't have a chance to get around to this, but I would invite you to go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. A Palestinian teenager, Ahed Tamimi, stands up to Israel's military kangaroo court. Her cousin was shot in the head by an Israeli soldier. The news media is doing quite a good job of sanitizing these demonstrations. The Palestinians have had enough. They're showing up at the Palestinian-Israeli border that should still be the Palestinian state, but... Her cousin was shot right through the head. I'll do that story tomorrow, but, you know, you would never know looking at the U.S. news that, well, Israel is our fast friends. Yeah, and I'm a Chinese jet pilot. All right, I want to thank you all for being here today. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Please, folks, support the network. We need the cash, and there's many miles before we can even think about sleeping or shutting an eye for any length of time. Gotta watch these scurrilous son of a guns every minute. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.